The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello, welcome to Vox Markets. Today I'm joined by Mark Epstein, who's CEO at Mobile Streams. How are you today, Mark?
I'm good. Good to be here.
I was going to actually ask you about the latest announcement you came up with, but it might be better to get the key issue out of the way. You're an AIM-quoted mobile content and data intelligence company. How would you describe that?
Yeah, I think that's a great way to describe it. So Mobile Streams both provides content for our telco platforms and also provides content intelligence and insight, as well as business intelligence, through our Streams data platform, which there's two parts. There's an enterprise version and a sort of entry-level version. We, as the management team, saved the business. We came in late 2019. We came in, turned the business around. We launched the data products around mid-2020. And since then, we've announced numerous new contracts, numerous new products, and the partnership with Quanta and the LiveScores launch is just the latest in those announcements.
And what's the general way that you monetize your service or your services?
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. So the content business is a legacy business we inherited. It was in a really bad state when we took it over. The company was going to be delisted. Obviously, the LiveScores part is our turnaround for that. In terms of the content intelligence, the business intelligence and insight, there's two components, two clear components. We have the entry-level platform, which is either £10 a month or £150 a month. There are a few bolt-ons, and that's an online SaaS platform. You can pay with it with your credit card. We market that via digital marketing to small, medium-sized businesses. That has gone extremely well. We have a lot of take-up from that. And then what we do is we try and use the people that are using that, the pool of universe of data that's using that, to then upsell and market our enterprise product. And we have a number of enterprise clients, some of which we've announced recently. Quanta were one. We recently announced Tapit as well, who are a big fintech player globally, who provide financial transaction services to large venues, be it Formula One, be it American football, be it Live Nation. And our software obviously is now going to be interlinked with those. So broadly, there's three revenue streams for Mobile Streams, if you excuse the pun. The legacy content delivery business, the enterprise platform intelligence business, and the entry-level platform intelligence business. And all of those three deliver revenue in different stages into the business.
I mean, isn't it also the case that, I mean, just getting back to what, you know, the description of the company, I mean, mobile content is king. And, you know, we've been told by, you know, 100 times that data is king as well. And so you're in, you know, you've got sort of a foot in either of those, on both of those massive areas. You could conceivably, I suppose, be announcing deals and contracts every day.
Well, yeah, there's a huge amount of value creation that we can achieve, we feel, here. And that's one of the things that attracted us to the business. So we've got the intelligence built up over years of content delivery. And then we've got a platform that can monetize content insights and data insights. And so broadly, you've got always two sides, I think, to a data business. You've got data harvest and data action. And the companies that can combine those two are the ones, I think, you'll find that are really profitable. So you can harvest the vast amount of data, and then you can provide a platform that can drive action, monetizable action from that. And that's what we're trying to do. So we have both sides of the coin. And of course, you know, we've got various deals at various stages, and we're looking to make announcements as soon as we can. I think literally in the last month or so, we've announced some really, really good revenue-generating deals. If you go back to Quanta, we had our Quanta deal, we've got the Tapit deal, we've just announced the LiveScores launch with our Quanta partnership. That's £30,000 a month, roughly, of recurring business, on top of other clients that are unannounced, on top of the entry-level SaaS platform revenue that's growing nicely. So hopefully people can start to see the build-up of recurring revenue, which is now, I would say, getting to a stage where it's pretty significant. That's ongoing and increasing. And now what we're doing is we're looking to rebuild the legacy business, the business that was left completely sort of quite barren. We're really, really looking through the partnership with Quanta to deliver their sports and gaming services into markets where we have live telco platforms. Now, the one that we've just announced in Mexico with Telcel, who's our telco partner there, our great partner there, should provide over the next few years significant revenue into the business. Now, we've put obviously a forecast into the market of $140,000 for the first year. And that's really just the first year, low level. But if you look at what Quanta have done before, if you look at what the team there are able to produce, what their usual expectation is revenue in the terms of millions of dollars over a period of 3-4 years, because you're looking at building recurring revenue. Now, that's not to say that's a done deal with us. That's not to say that's exactly going to happen. But if you look at what that team has done before, where they've introduced services in the markets, where they've worked with clients before, that's the type of revenue they've brought in. So we're looking at really reigniting those legacy carrier connections, putting new content into them, feeding new content into them, utilizing our platform as well, and trying to drive significant revenue for the business, not just this year, but in the next few years to come, from all of the channels that we have.
The other issue, or the other sort of aspect with your company, is that presumably if it was listed on the NASDAQ, or we were in America, probably add another zero to the market cap. You know, American investors love everything tech. Over here, it's more resources based. And do you think that the penny has dropped as far as mobile streams is concerned, in terms of the average retail investor understanding what you do?
You know, that's a great question, and I have to say I really don't think so. And there is a difference between the US and the UK markets, and I think the investor base. And I think in the UK, it's somewhat behind. So if you look at all the components we have, the track record of the teams and the people we're working with, some of the contracts we've just signed, you think if we were in the US, we'd have a significantly higher value than we have now, or we'd be recognized in a significantly greater way. If you look at what we've achieved in terms of the turnaround, just since late 2019, when the new management team took control of the business, you've got to remember the stock was suspended for quite a few months when we took control of it due to sort of all the things we had to sort out. So we didn't really get going till about April or May last year. So we're talking just over sort of 12 months worth of development of the business, what we've achieved, what the opportunities are, the contracts we've landed. I think we would have a significantly higher valuation. I think word is slowly starting to drip out. I think some of the announcements we've made recently make it harder to sort of doubt what we're doing. I mean, you get questions from shareholders, and we try and be as open as we can with them. But, you know, you get some people talking about tech companies. Why are they loss-making? Well, name me a great tech company, you know, be it Uber, be it Amazon, be it Tesla, be it Google, be it any of them, that hasn't been loss-making in its first few years. Then, you know, it's very, very unusual. It's almost impossible to find one. So what we're doing now is we're investing to build significant long-term revenue. And that's what now we're trying to roll out. Also, I think people look in terms of, they always wonder, you know, cash flow, do you have enough cash? We've got plenty of cash. We can't put out exact figures here, but I can assure people that even if we were to never win another customer, if we were to do nothing, we have such good control over our burn sort of on an operational level, that we could go easily past the end of next year. Forget about this year, past the end of next year. And then you look at what our plans are. How will we develop new customers? Well, every customer that comes onto the entry-level platform is an opportunity to upsell to an enterprise customer. And that's what we're doing. Along with that, we've got contract wins, which obviously we can use as shop windows to sell to more people. So I think confidence is growing. And I think as we move forward, as people see what we are delivering, confidence will grow even more.
I mean, just finally, you came into this company, you've turned it around, a lot going on now. Have you reached the inflection point you were looking for? Or are you still looking for is there a sort of goal that you're aiming for that you'll say, right, that's it, this is where I want the company to be?
I think what we want to do, obviously, is get to break even and push beyond. In terms of contract wins, if we were to go back 12 months ago, if you look at some of the size of contract wins we brought in terms of the companies that we've announced, we're now, I think, getting to the level where we're feeling more comfortable. I think what we want to do is obviously grow that customer base. We want to grow the revenue even more, but we're getting there. We're very, very close. Obviously, we're looking to a break-even point, and I don't think that's too far away at all. We've got as I said before, great control over our burn on an operational level. We're doing very, very well on that. There's a lot more to come, especially from the Quanta partnership and other things that we're looking at. We've got clients that we haven't announced as well. So the whole picture, I think, is looking very, very good for us. In terms of product development, we also have a really, really exciting roadmap of product development, where we're going, how we're going to expand the enterprise product, how we're going to grow that, grow significant client wins. And I think as the following months sort of develop, as we go through this year into next year, people are going to see a really, really well-developed business. It isn't just some sort of short-term company, something that's looking for immediate success. What we're doing is we're delivering regular, ongoing news, contract wins, and we're trying to build a great company for just the mid and long term, not just the short term. And so if I was an investor, I'd look at this. I think we're a really solid bet. We're well capitalized. We've done, I think, really well for a company that's really been going properly just over a year when we came out of the suspension that we went into after we took the company over last year. We've made significant announcements. We've got significant product development pipeline. And there's a lot more to come. And we still have what I think is a ridiculously low market cap, about 5.5 million, depending on the day you look, which is, for something with this level of possibility, I think a very, very low valuation.
Well, on that note, Mark Epstein, CEO at Mobile Streams, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much as well. Nice to talk to you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.